Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire one another with the word of God, even as we keep going in this new year. Happy New Year. I know the first week of January 2024 is over. Let me remind you that you're on this journey and you're not going on this journey alone. God is together with you to support you, to guide you, to help you. And in all that you're going to go through this year, you're not going to be alone, but God is going to be together with you. And I want you to have a new mindset, have new expectations. Just know that God will do whatever he says that he will do because he is faithful and remain committed to keeping his promises. My brother, my sister, you can experience one of the greatest years possible. Why? Because God is together with you. No matter what, let me tell you, no matter the mountain, no matter the valleys, the giants that stand ahead of you, you do not have to fight them alone, but God is together with you, and God is determined to give you a happy new year. What are the secrets to a happy new year? I just want us to do a recap of what we have learned so far. One of the things we saw is that God's responsibility is to create. Our responsibility is to name. God created the heavens and the earth and created all the things that we know, the animals, the plants, and everything. The scripture says that he brought them to Adam to see what name he ought to give them. And whatever name Adam gave them, that became its name. You know what that means? God is still creating. God creates you, creates for you a new year. What are you going to call it? What theme will guide you this year? By faith, you reach out to God and trust God that this is going to be a year of overflow. Even as we are believing and trusting God that 2024 will be our year of overflow. Let me tell you that you will see overflow in all dimensions of your life. Because whatever name you give it, that is the name that God will agree. And that is a name because according to your faith, you receive. What is your faith? I believe in that this year you're going to struggle or it's going to be a hard year. Let me tell you that what you think and what you confess is what will happen. But if you believe that against all odds, God will give you an overflow in your finances, in your relationships, in the things that you will do, and we commit ourselves to seeking God and trusting him for the same, that is what will happen. My brother, my sister, that is one secret to have a great new year. The other key thing is for us to remember that God's mercies are new every morning. God has given you another opportunity. God has opened another leaf for you. He is not minding or he is not reminding you of the messes of yesterday and the things that you did in the yesteryears. It is possible for you to walk in the freshness of new mercies. As much as might be, you might have been hopeless there before. Things might have looked very difficult for you. It is possible for you to open a chapter of new mercies in your life because God capitalizes in giving his children new mercies. His mercies are new every morning. And that is why I want to remind you that no matter what happens, God's mercies are going to be new for you in this particular year, even as he calls you forth. The other thing we need to remember is that God has already gone ahead of us. He is Jehovah Shammah. It's possible for you to set goals. It is possible for you to believe that good things will happen. And we saw about Prophet Ezekiel prophesying about the future, prophesying to dry bones. I don't know what dry bones are, what bones are dry in your life. Or what you can call dry bones, Ezekiel prophesied. I know my situation, I am in captivity. I know things are not okay. I am in exile, but I will prophesy of that great future. My brother, my sister, irrespective of your past, it is possible for you to prophesy and to set goals for a great future. And let me tell you that when you set those goals, the breath of God will flow. And let me tell you, what appears there today will come to live. Why? Because God is in that future. When Ezekiel gave a name to his lofty dreams, he called it Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. I may not be there. I may not know what will happen in September 2024. I may not know how December will be, or even July, or even March. But there is one thing I know. The Lord is there. God has already gone ahead of you. That is secret number two to having a great year ahead. And secret number four. Yeah, that was secret number three. Secret number four is knowing that God is a travel agent. He is more than a travel agent. There is nothing that is going to happen to you this year that is a surprise to him. He has everything figured out. He sees the end from the beginning. That is what the scripture reminds us. And let me tell you that God can see you in December when you're already in January. There is no surprise that will come your way. Whatever experiences will come your way this year are designed by God to guide you and to lead you to the destiny that he has chosen for you. And so you need to embrace it with gratitude. Approach each and every day with gratitude. Approach each and every experience with gratitude. And know that our Father is more than a travel agent. And we saw that there is also need for us to trust God with the whole of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. You're not going to win battles in this year based on your past experiences. It is not how you did it before that is going to give you victory this particular year. No, it is not how you handled it there before. It is because God is together with you. The scripture says, trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on what you know. Lean not on your past experiences. And let me tell you that when you trust God without trying to do it the way you have done it before, God will surely give you a great year ahead. Allow me to read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 11. This is what the scripture says. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the heart of man, yet no one can fathom that God, what God has done from beginning to end. God is telling you, you just have a beginning in January, and you will see the ending in December. God has made everything beautiful in its time. The season you are in has its own beauty. 2024 has its own beauty. Forget 2023 and other previous years. God has made this season beautiful for you. Is it possible for you to trust God for the beauty of this year without calling the Lords of yesteryears or even the Wallies of tomorrow? God has made everything beautiful in its time. Let us pray together. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful because of the encouragement we draw from your word. You have taught us about the secrets to having a happy new year. And you have told us that we need to trust in you with the whole of our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. We won't need to know that you are Jehovah Shammah who has already gone ahead of us. And there is nothing that will happen to us this year that is a surprise to you, because nothing comes our way without the filtering of your loving arms. God, you have reminded us that your mercies are new every morning. You have released a fresh bunch of mercies that will carry us the whole of this year. And we shall see your loving kindness and faithfulness uphold us each and every day and with each and every experience the whole of this year. And no matter what comes our way, you are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. You are there in the months ahead. You are there in that uncertain future. And everything will be in control because Jehovah Shammah is there. And so grant us the confidence to set goals and to know that nothing will happen that you and us cannot handle. We love you and we celebrate you. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. I don't take it for granted. You are such a blessing. Thank you so much for joining me, Pastor Paul Karanja. I am grateful. And now I'm wishing you a year that is filled with God's overflow. God has already gone ahead of us. Victory is assured. And I can assure you that we are going to have a great and blessed year together. Have yourself a blessed day. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And thank you even for those comments and sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. Have yourself a blessed day. And thank you so much. God bless you.